me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
As we continue to look for ways to support our family in Israel, I am hopeful that this Parsha story can be a part of that by helping us grow our Torah learning and how we treat each other. About 250 years ago, in a small village in Europe by the name of Kelm, there was a shoemaker whose name was Shlaimi. There was also a carpenter by the name of Kalman and a baker by the name of Bela. There was also a tailor whose name was Tuvia and a candlestick maker named Devora. Today, we're going to speak about Shlaimi the shoemaker. Shlaimi the shoemaker could sometimes be intense. Now, it's very good to be focused, but sometimes Shlaimi was a bit too focused. And that's what he was in the moment that this story begins, on a Monday afternoon at 12 o'clock. Shlaimi was in his shop, busy, gluing, hammering, cutting, trying to get the heels just right in the shoes that he was creating. When a child named Yosef entered the shop and politely said, "Can you please direct me to the closest park? My friend told me that there's a really nice park on this block." Shlaimi started banging even more loudly and said, "I can't be bothered now. I'm working. I can't even hear what you're asking over my hammer. Please go away." You know, sometimes tone is more important than the word. Even though he said please, that was not a kind way to speak to Yosef. And Yosef left the shop feeling quite sad. An hour later, Shlaimi was still busy at work finishing off that pair of shoes, and a woman came running into his shop and then stood still. As soon as he saw her, he started banging more loudly so that he wouldn't have to hear her request. He couldn't stand being interrupted. He was so focused on the shoes and on the work. She gently tried to explain, "It's pouring outside. It's raining so hard. May I just stand in your shop for a few minutes until the rain slows down?" Shlaimi completely ignored her. Well, she took his silence as a yes and stood in his shop until the rain slowed down. About 20 minutes later, Shlaimi's friend, the tailor, his name was Tuvia the tailor, entered the shop. "Shalom aleichem, Shlaimi. I'm happy to see you. I'm collecting tzedakah for..." He couldn't even finish his sentence. Shlaimi was absolutely outraged at the third interruption when he was trying to work, and he decided that he was going to bang his hammer so hard and so loud that he would simply make believe that he did not even notice his friend Tuvia standing in front of him. Tuvia continued to wave his hands because he saw that Shlaimi was banging the hammer so hard he was completely ignoring him or not hearing him. And he's waving his hands back and forth. "Shlaimi, Shlaimi, I'm here to collect tzedakah." Shlaimi continued to pound harder and harder and louder and louder. It was so loud until Shlaimi banged his very own hand and he screamed out in pain. "Ah!" At that moment, Shlomi felt pain. He stopped banging his hammer, and his friend Tovia said, "Shlomi, we are one people. We are one family. Just like you are screaming and feeling your pain, there are other people in the world that are feeling pain. I'm collecting tzedakah for a family who's in pain now because they don't have enough money to pay for their groceries. It's good that you work so diligently and in such a focused manner as a shoemaker. But Shlomi, you can't be so focused that you forget about the pain of other people." In this week's Parsha, Hashem asked Noach to build a window, a tzohar, on the teva. The window could not have been for light. There was a flood, a mabul taking place outside. Why then did Hashem ask Noach to build a tzohar? One possible answer is that Hashem wanted to make sure Noach was learning a very important lesson the entire time he was in the teva, not to forget that there was a world outside that was being destroyed. Noach also had a job on the teva. He and his wife and his sons and their wives were busy feeding and tending to all of the animals on the teva. We must make sure that whether we're in the middle of playing a game or busy with an activity, if somebody around us has a need, we should never forget that we can't be so focused to forget about the pain and the joy of others and look for ways that we can be helpful during that time. And that is a lesson that we can learn from this week's Parsha and bring into our lives. May our efforts to do so serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and brothers and sisters in Israel.